وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم، بارك الله فيكم. Firstly, my brothers and sisters, you need to realize that the dua is like the rest of the worships in Islam, must be practiced and performed according to how the Sharia described it to us. Every single worship in Islam have its own way to be performed, so Allah Jalla Wa'ala accept it from us by His mercy Jalla Wa'ala. Also, all the ibadat in Islam, all kind of worships in Islam have something we call it in Arabic nawaqid al-ibadat, things that could nullify the worships. This is included for the dua. So you need to be aware of the things that could nullify it. Secondly, what is the correct way to perform the dua? The answer is, first, always try your best to perform the dua in the great times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that there is specific times where the dua is supposed to be more acceptable than others. Also, regarding places, we have some places where the dua should be accepted more than others. Also, positions, situations. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the last hour on Friday, حديث أبي هريرة في الصحيحين, إن في الجمعة ساعة لا يدعو فيها مسلم إلا استجاب الله له, كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصحيح. There is an hour, the great hour, that whoever on Friday, whoever will perform the dua in it, Allah will accept it from him, respond to him. It's number one, regarding that time. Among these times, Al-Ashar, the end of the night before the Fajr enters, in the last third of the night, whether he was in sujood or just in that time, قَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, who they do istighfar and dua in general in the ashar. It's one of the great time for the dua. Also, among these times when the rain come, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the companions, they used to make a dua when the rain come, like hadith Aisha. When the rain comes, the Prophet used to say, always, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. When the wind start, the Prophet used to say, Allahumma anni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayri ma usilat fihi wa a'udhu bika min shariha wa shari ma usilat fihi. Also, from the reasons and the correct way of practicing the dua is when you try your best to memorize the way of the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means if I ask a question and I say to you, why we have a lot of ad'iyah, different type of dua from the sunnah? The answer is, the Prophet ﷺ say it for us to take it from and to learn it from him ﷺ, because it's what Allah Azza wa Jal love the most among the types of dua. That's why the Prophet ﷺ delivered it to us. That's why when you go to the old books of Sunnah, you will see chapter of dua, al-dua al-nabawi, what the Prophet said for this situation, what the Prophet said for this purpose, what the Prophet said in this time, what the Prophet used to say for this kind of reasons. Absolutely, the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, it's more valuable than your dua for yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ have mercy on you more than yourself for yourself. So, try your best to learn the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Besides other reasons, positions, for example, when you are fasting, situations, for example, during your sujood, places, for example, you need a perform in Hajj and Umrah. Also, I'm on the position for those who they are madloom, or they are in the jihad fi sabilillah. All these things we call it a great places, times, etc. for the dua to be performed on it. Which means is the dua in this kind of situation is more acceptable. So you want to perform dua the correct way? Learn what I said to you. Also, from the reasons of the dua to be acceptable is to try always to eat halal. Never mix with haram. For you to earn haram money, forbidden money, is a reason for your dua to be rejected. This is one of the reasons also. And we're going to mention that among the things that nullify the dua too. Also, from the dua to be accepted is when you do dua with a great way. You know the great way of the dua. For example, you have those people when they want, for example, someone he want to get married. So he say, "Oh Allah, I want that specific individual." It's a wrong way of dua actually. Make it more greater for yourself. Humble yourself in the dua. Let us say, one of the reasons for your dua to be accepted is when you do dua, when you perform dua with a humble form. Don't say, "Oh Allah, I want that individual house, individual car, individual woman, individual..." No. Because Allah is the best planner. Say, "Oh Allah, I want whatever is best for me. You know the best. So give me the best. In terms of transport, in terms of marriage, in terms of business, etc. Make it general and put it for Allah's hands because Allah knows what you need and what it's better for you than yourself for yourself. Humble yourself to your Lord. It's a way for you to perform a dua with the correct way. That's why if you see all the dua of the Prophet ﷺ used to be by this way. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. Oh Allah, I ask from all kind of goodness. Awwalihi wa akhir, the beginning of and the end of it. Ma alimtunuhu wa ma lam a'lam. Whatever I know and whatever I don't know, I ask from all the khayr. Wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi. Oh Allah Azza wa and protect me from all kind of evils. What I know and what I don't know. Till the end. Make your dua full of humbleness and for honor things, great things. Don't lower yourself and lower your dua. It's a reason for the dua not to be accepted. Okay, which things could nullify the dua? The answer is, like how we mentioned, the forbidden income. That's how the Prophet said, Hajj Abu Hurairah. Also, from the things that nullify dua, when you do dua for things that is ma'asiyah or wrong things, you're going to dua against a Muslims that they don't deserve it. When you do dua on cutting ties, you're doing dua because you are exaggerating some situations. In this dua, the dua is not going to be accepted from you. Actually, you're going to take a sin. You're going to be a sinner only. From the things that nullify the dua is when you rush for the responding. When you rush. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمُ الْحَدِثُ الصَّحِيحِ صَحِيحَيْنِ يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. قال وَكَيْفَ يَعْجَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قال يَقُولُ قَدْ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. The Prophet ﷺ once said, Allah will respond to your dua unless if you rush for the result. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what's mean of rushing for the result? So he said, When you say, I make dua many times, I keep doing dua, but Allah doesn't respond to me. When you have this kind of way of understanding and you say things like this, your dua will be rejected. From here, you need to be careful also about your statement. Anyway, question, and it's a great benefit for you, my dear brother. Do you know what's meaning of accepting the dua? Some people, they think accepting the dua means Allah Jalla Ala gave you what you asked for it exactly, respond to you and give you what you asked for it exactly. This is a wrong understanding according to the clear explanation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was listening to this great hadith from Hadith Abi Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه in the Ahl Sunan, Tirmidhi وغيره, hadith sahih. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said, all people, all your dua will be accepted. Means for those who they make it with the correct way, all your dua will be accepted. And when Allah Jalla Ala accepted, either He gave you what you asked for it, or He keep it for you for the Akhirah. Means this dua will tend to be a great reward for you in the Akhirah, in your skills, in Al-Qiyah. Even though is not, Allah Jalla Ala didn't give you what you asked for it, but don't worry, you will find it there in the Akhirah. Or it will be a reason for kafara for you, a reason for Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you sin. So either to give you what you ask for, or you meet your dua there in the Akhirah and you will be more in need for it than here in the dunya, or it will be a reason for Allah Azza to forgive your sin, which is absolutely more important than what you ask for it. All of us, we need a forgiveness to achieve the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you achieve the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will get whatever you deserve from Allah Ta'ala. So don't worry, you are in between all this khair. Responding to the dua is not only for you to get what you ask for. Could be this, could be things more greater for yourself. Allah is the best planner. Wafaqak Allah.